Tune in, it's time for Comedy G. Bringing stars and stories, it's where you wanna be. From celebs to entrepreneurs, she's got the scoop. Community and entertainment, she's in the loop. Every smile, a burst of velvet light. Through the screen, she shines so bright. With the laughs and tales that weave tonight.
Well, 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 welcome to another episode of SKST Radio, the Cammie Grayson Show, and tonight is Artist Network. Woo, I got a special guy here tonight, and he got something to share with us. I have the one and only TN the Entertainer. Welcome, TN the Entertainer.
Hello, hello, how y'all doing?
Well, good, good. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, thank you.
Well, good. Looks like you're having a lot of fun over there with all the good stuff behind you and everything.
I try to create my happy space. You know.
Your happy space? Well, see, I try to be happy, too. See, I got a picture of you right up there.
I see you.
So tell people who you are and what you do.
Okay, my name is TN the Entertainer. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I am a songwriter, artist, as well as a producer. And as you can see, an entrepreneur.
I see. I love it. I love it. I mean, you got some fun stuff back there. I think I want the Elmo. I think I want.
You're going to be fighting with the kids against that.
So tell us about you. I mean, how did you get into music? Give us a story.
Well, you know, it was passed down to me from my father, which was passed down from his father. My granddad was a professional quartet gospel singer.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my gosh! Do you sing opera too?
I'm out of college, so I don't have to do. No,
you don't have to do the required anymore, huh? Yeah. So, how does it feel coming from a descendant of entertainers?
I've learned to appreciate it. In my earlier years, it was nothing to me, but now that I've matured and I really use it as a tool to, give me what I need to move forward, knowing that it's embedded inside my system and my DNA. Yeah, so.
Wow. So when did you realize that you could sing and you can produce and you can do all these different things towards music?
I realized I could sing when I was about 6 years old because I was forced. My dad made me and my brother sing every Sunday at church.
But did you like it then? Did you like that attention?
No, I did not.
I can see it. You like, man, he making us do this again.
Yeah. But, you know, I was young, and as I grew older, you know, I learned to appreciate it and understood what he was, you know, what he was trying to put before us.
So do you have children?
I do.
Are they going to follow in the same footsteps?
Nope.
No, it's going to end here? No.
Maybe it will relive through maybe grandchildren one day.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe some of the kids that I come in contact that I've mentored. So.
Okay, I like that. Well, obviously you love children. Your business is geared towards children. So yeah. I like that whole concept and whole idea. So tell us a little bit about you and how did you get to where you are now? So you have this background of phenomenal family members that is into music, but how did you get to where you are now as an entrepreneur and a successful producer, music maker?
Okay, so I'm gonna try to give you the quick version. When I was younger, of course, I had music in my system, and music actually saved me from going down the wrong route. It was like my crutch. It was a lifeline for me. So, to be honest, you know, I was in a situation and I prayed to the Lord above and I said, Lord, if you help me out this situation, I promise I will change my life. And one of the first and one of the only things that I had available to grab hold to was my music. So,
oh wow, that's amazing. So, do you have a support system that helps you out that's kind of there to kind of make you accountable for your
parents? Not really. It's my support system is myself. I have to push myself, knowing that, you know, I made a vow, I made a commitment. And I always tell myself that, you know, this is not just a one-day thing. This is something that, you know, if I have a passion for it, I'm gonna be doing it here on out, whether Grammys or, you know, charting or whatever, I'm gonna be doing it regardless. So that's the decision I'm stuck with.
I love it. We're gonna take a quick break. Come back and talk about more about your music.
All right.
Beats@rode.com.
Get worldwide airplay, boost online streaming and sales. Get noticed by major labels like BMG, Sony Music, and Empire. Your videos aired on TV in millions of homes. See what Neverstop Entertainment can do for you. Visit us now at neverstopent.com.
Okay, if you just tuned in, you haven't tuned in too late. You tuned in to the Cammie Grayson Show, and I have TN the Entertainer in the house, and we're just kind of having fun talking about the past and how he got where he is now. So you were telling us before we went to break, you know, how music kind of got you, kind of saved you. You made this commitment to continue to invest in yourself. And so how's that going for you?
It's been great. It's been a journey. Along the journey, I've seen how I can actually touch the lives of others, encourage them, because, you know, music is a tool. Here in the city of Memphis, a lot of the youngsters get involved with the wrong things, and music is a tool to save and help them to stay focused. And me being a lifeline to them, you know, I see the impact that it's made in their life. So definitely, that's one thing that keeps me going.
I love it. Absolutely. So when did you realize that you had that bug to be able to turn that music into that tool? You know, when did you realize, hey, you know, I'm doing all these positive things, I can help other people with it? So when did you realize that?
When I can't remember exactly which situation it was, but I know, let's just say it was at a local concert here, and mm-hmm. I realized, I think it was probably like a 12-year-old young gentleman was quoting the chorus to my song, and I seen the impact that it made, you know, for a young person to know my music word for word, and how, you know, that, you know, there was, you know, there was something serious to me. So, and I share this short experience with you as well. So, another situation happened in Memphis where there was a big club called Dinner and Diamond, and I was opening up for a group back in the day called Nappy Roots, and we had one of the hottest songs in Memphis, and I was so amped up, me and my rapping buddy was so amped up, and we incited a riot from our intro, and that left an impression on me as well, because I was like, okay, you know what, music is powerful, and I don't want to be the one who take that power and channel it in the wrong direction. So I made another vow that night, because it was on the news and everything about.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I made another vow. I said, you know what, from this moment forward, I'm going to only do music that I know that can make a fun, creative, positive impact in the lives of kids. So I ran with that.
Isn't it amazing? So it makes you feel some sort of way, right? It's like, now, not only do you have to worry about you, but you have to worry about the outcome, yes. You know, of what people, because people are so impressionable, right? Especially young people. Yes. So now that's another responsibility that you had to take on.
Right. Yes.
Well, it's piling up, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it getting better, or, you know, as you go further into your career?
Yeah, it has, because I mean, right now, currently, with one of the songs that I got, you know, that's catered to the north, south, east region of the United States. It's a song called Float On. And, you know, whether they're 17 or 45, I get people telling me, hey, man, look, I'm glad you put that song out because it's a true song. It touched the heart of me. It's not just a song. It's telling a story and telling, you know, that, okay, you're dealing with life situations, and even in you dealing with life situations, you can have a temporary outlet, which mm-hmm. is through, you know, through that, them verses and the songs, and that touches my heart, and I really, you know, I really take that to heart, you know, knowing that I made an impact on it. So it's like a domino effect with everything else that I write and produce.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to learn about the song Bad Girl.
All right.
BeatsByBro.com.
All right. I want to thank our sponsors, Beats by Bro, for the great, great accomplishments that they've done and what they've done to help SKST Radio. And we also want to thank our entertainment man here who never stopped, who always help us out and is always there for us. We want to say thank you to our sponsors today. We really appreciate it. Like, share, and subscribe. I got to remember to say that. Yeah. Okay, so back to you, TN. So tell us about this song, Bad Girl. What is that all about? Is it a bad song?
Oh, no. Bad Girl actually is a song that's kind of complimenting women from all over the world. You know, there's a beauty inside all of us. So basically, it was a song that, you know, I wrote and produced and pushed out to try to give, you know, women who may kind of be feeling looked down about themselves to know, you know, you're beautiful, as well as the other beautiful women that out there, let them know that, you know, hey, we see you, you know, us.
So one of those make the girl feel good type song.
Yeah.
All right. So we have that song. If you mind, can we play it for you?
Yeah. Now it's an Afrobeat song. It's not the traditional R&B. So it's an Afrobeat. Got involved with the Afrobeats vibe when I was over in the Caribbean about 4 or 5.
Oh, okay. That's where I got that from. Okay. I love it. So let's play Bad Girl.
All right.
I've been looking for the
I love it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh my goodness. And so that's you on vocals, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Man, you got that Caribbean voice going on there. I've been searching for that bad girl. I like it. Absolutely love it. So what is the feedback? What type of feedback are you getting back from the song?
Actually, this song is actually number 43 on the media-based Billboard Urban R&B chart. So it's
wonderful. Congratulations. Yep. So tell me, what's next for you?
I love the Caribbean sound. So actually, I think because of the momentum that I'm getting from this song, I think I'm gonna keep it going. You know, the whole Bob Marley move is about, you know, love and happiness and peace. Mm-hmm. And all. So I think I'm gonna dive a little bit deeper, you know, and produce songs that nature bringing, you know, love and happiness together. I love that. I love that sound.
I do too, and it makes you feel like you can get out there and just
have
cut a rug. With the Caribbean swing to it, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. I love it. So give us some words of wisdom. If someone was trying to get where you are today, professionally, music wise, production wise, what type of advice would you give them?
I would say, first of all, you gotta be true to your craft, and you gotta be in it for the long run. Whether you are successful or not, you just got to stay true to it. I think what a lot of people mess up is that they think they can jump in it and then be successful. And if it don't happen overnight, then they on to something else. But, you know, you got to stay committed, dedicated to it, and find your audience.
Yeah, but what if you don't have the funds to stay dedicated to it? Then what do you do?
With the way technology is now, and it's easy to post stuff on social media. So social media is pretty much the gateway.
The key, right? Yeah. Absolutely love it. So now going back to your support system. So what do you do extra that a person might need to know how to get their music out there? So you mentioned social media. We know we got AI now that can help you with lyrics and things like that. So what else can you do to stay above?
I ain't making fun of the AI lyric thing. I have to come from here and from here, but you know, you're
right. Not a fan of it yet?
Not when it comes to writing, no.
Nope.
Not when it comes to writing, because everything comes from here and it comes from here.
Right. Well, you know, I'm with you on that, though. You know, I like writing. I've been writing all my life. You know, I'm an author a couple of times, and I'm with you on that. You know, I do poetry and I write lyrics. Yeah. And so sometimes you want to still have something to call your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get offended. You know, I'd be like, I wrote that. You know, I'm that person. You know, I wrote that. You know, I want to make sure that like you said, your true to heart is not gone away. But what else can you use with today's technology to be successful?
Now, along with like what you stated, AI, they do have a lot of software that you can use for people. You no longer have to go to a huge studio, which is what I did years back, and spend a lot of money on recording. You don't have to do that anymore. There's a lot of tools and software now that you can get, you know, and some of it is free. So I would say just stay true to your craft, perfect mm-hmm. craft, and use the tools that are out there available. And, you know, just try to grow your fan base. You know, one or two people that you can grab is a start, you know.
And, right.
You know, give them your best, good, solid, good music and content and stuff, and it'll grow from there.
Wow. So are you planning on doing like a tour or what's happening next?
I can't even get my days together because I'm getting pulled and tugged from all over the place. I'm just trying to make the best decision that's going to fit me and what I got going. But yes, one tour started from the Float On tour. And actually, when I started seeing the momentum from the Bad Girl record, that's when another tour evolved, And I've just been trying to balance which how I'm going to do it all.
I love it. I love it. Well, tell people how they can get your music.
You can find me on all social media platforms at TN The Entertainer, spelled one word. And I'm also on all DSPs, digital platforms, Spotify, Tidal, whatever's your favorite. Also, TN The Entertainer, one word.
I love it. I love it. I found you that way.
Oh, okay. It was easy?
It was easy.
Okay. That's
I found you. Love it. Absolutely love it. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out your busy, busy schedule to spend some time with us here at SKST Radio and SGE. We really appreciate it. And thank you for sharing your music.
Thank you.
Look, you make those girls feel good with those that kind of Caribbean beat.
Just
you know?
Just go. Make everybody feel good.
Absolutely love it. Well, thank you again. And hopefully we'll be seeing you again soon. All right. Until then, guys, see you right here next week, SKST Radio. Tell them bye, the entertainer.
Peace. Bad girl.